Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal. You're listening to episode 601 of the Talking Metal podcast coming at you. I've kind of gotten off the Tuesday schedule here, and I wanted to get you guys an episode on a Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, and we're going to hit you with some Dio right now. This is Dream Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 years gone, Dio. Left us 6 years ago this week and greatly missed. And it's hard to believe that it's 6 years, isn't it? Wow, crazy stuff. I had the opportunity to meet Ronnie James Dio back when I was a kid. I think I was 15. I think maybe 16. It was, I believe, 1986, and it was, yeah, so I guess I was 16, 1986, and it was on the Intermission tour. The Intermission EP, which came out, was a bunch of live songs and one new studio track called Time to Burn. Got to meet him at an in-store record signing in Melrose Park, Illinois. Got a picture with him, which I still have, and I will post in today's show notes. So, wow, this picture, let's see, 86, 96, 2000, 30 years old, this picture. Crazy. I'm going to post it in today's show notes. Anyways, we miss Ronnie James Dio, one of my favorites growing up. Really loved the Holy Diver record, the Last in Line record. Sacred Heart was a big record for me, and really Dream Evil. I mean, that was a great record, Dream Evil. If I had to go back and name my top three Dio records, I think Holy Diver may be a slightly better record than Last in Line. However, Last in Line is my favorite Dio record. And the reason I say that is, you know, I think maybe the songs, maybe the excitement of the first solo record, maybe where Dio was at in his career, I think Holy Diver was a little more potent. But for me personally, the one that means the most to me is that Last in Line record. But anyways, yeah, top three, those two, Holy Diver, Last in Line, and Dream Evil. Sacred Heart probably coming in fourth for me. And I like the Sacred Heart record. It was a little more keyboardy, a little more slick here and there. But a lot of that has to do with one or two songs on the record, really. It was a great record, and great stuff. Craig Goldie, of course, joining Ronnie James Dio after the Sacred Heart record, before the Dream Evil record, which is when this little EP, live EP with one studio track called Intermission came out. And Intermission, of course, was the in-store promoting that record was, of course, when I met Ronnie James Dio, Craig Goldie, Jimmy Bain, Vinny Appice, and Claude Schnell. They were all at the in-store. I have a poster that they all signed. Crazy to think that two of those guys are gone, Bain and Dio. Or maybe not so crazy, considering that we're all getting up there in age now. I'm in my mid-40s now. These guys, some of these heroes of mine, you know, some are 10 years older, but others are 20, maybe even 30 years older than me. So there you go. Let's keep the rock going. Right now, we're going to hear a little Anthrax.
Yeah.
Caught in the Mosh, Anthrax, off of Among the Living, a very important record for me, very important. Remember just being so blown away by that album when it came out, and really, you know, Metallica had kind of laid the groundwork in a lot of ways, you know, for the whole sound that Anthrax had on that, but they took it up a notch with it, you know, they really delivered with that record. Wow, what a great, great metal record. Among the Living by Anthrax. I'm going to end today's show with a little Dokken, a band I will see this weekend. I'm not even really sure who's currently in the band. I guess it'll be Don and Mick. I don't know if that John Levin guy is still playing guitar with him. I don't even have no clue who's on bass. But having said that, I can't wait to see Dokken this weekend outside of Albany, New York at the Rock Derby Festival that I'm going to. It's going to be a great time. And again, just really psyched to see Dokken. They were at Heavy Montreal last year. I actually had a little conversation with Don backstage at Heavy Montreal. Really always a nice guy every time I've met him. And looking forward to seeing them play live at the Rock Derby Festival outside of Albany, New York this coming weekend. If you're going, look for my wife and I. We'll be hanging out. We'll be there for the Saturday and Sunday performance. I got to work on Friday, so I won't be up for that. But yeah, see you there. And here is Into the Fire by Dokken, one of my favorite Dokken tunes. We'll see you next time, guys. Thank you.
Spell, your eyes they beckon me. Your lips they speak lies and misery.
Come on.